Why is Aaron Carter right now?
I don't know.
It's supposed to be me.
Oh, there we go.
All right, we're going to be starting soon, you guys.
Guys, look at the cameras. Carter, you look at that big one.
I know.
Hey. I go with the other two over there. Ha, la, 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 la.
So you know what cameras you're looking at, boy? Carter, you're looking at that far right one. Look at it, wave to it.
Bring your mind, Dad. What about the other one?
Chair back. Oh, man. Man, one of these days, you guys are going to be doing this show. You know that, right?
No.
Remember, when you cough, don't cough into the mic, right? And hopefully don't cough at all. You said no, you don't want it? You don't want to? Oh, now you cough? You haven't coughed the whole time, and now you cough? All right. So, Jace.
I'm nervous.
Don't be nervous.
Already, it's like... Hi guys, welcome back to the Steph Chick Show. My name is Jace, and I'm here with my brother Carter and my dad. Let's play praying.
I like that. I like that. Right now? No. Right now we have the scene set. We'll do that for the next one, maybe. Okay. You have your seat. You have the special seat. Carter, one of the special seat today. He's got a special seat. All righty, Doug, you'll give us the rundown, and we'll begin.
Hey,
seriously. Dice,
okay? In 3, 2, 1.
Hi guys, welcome back to the Steph Chick Show. It's me, Jace. And we're gonna pray in right now. Alright. Thank you, God, that you let us have the opportunity to be in the Steph Chick Show with me, my dad, and Carter. Bless this day and everything that we have, and let us learn to become more like you, God, and to let us have a great podcast. Amen.
Amen. Back on the show. Wow, Carter and Jay Sefcik. Man, we've been having some adventures lately, huh?
Yeah.
Going all around state to state. Man, you guys got an awesome life. I just want to give a quick update on you guys because people do ask, hey, can we get an update on the Sefcik boys? Absolutely. So... One, I got a few questions for you guys, all right? First, we're just going to learn a little bit more about you, and then we're going to share a couple stories. My first question, we'll start with Jace. You both are answering. What is your favorite instrument to play? Because you guys play a lot of music. What is your favorite instrument?
That's simple. It's guitar.
Guitar. Carter?
Drums.
All right. Next question. Your favorite food. What is your favorite food to
eat? My favorite food is... Don't count sweets.
You can count whatever you want.
Don't tell anyone this. Ice cream.
Oh.
Tacos.
Oh. All right. And last question for now. What is your favorite hobby? What is your favorite thing to do lately? Like, what have you been getting into that you, like, really enjoy to do? Carter, you want to go first?
Trips.
You like to take trips? That's your favorite thing to do? Okay, cool.
I like to go rafting and boats and all that other stuff like that.
Oh, remember when we went down the remember that 4-hour rafting trip we did?
Can I have a story?
Go ahead.
There was me, Dad, Carter. It was only me, Dad, Carter. There was this we went on this 4-hour rafting trip down the river of the Monocacy to get to our house. And you'll never believe what happened.
Oh, what?
This last rapid near our house, it was big. It had huge rocks. It was just like a drop.
Oh.
Big rocks were blocking it. So we had to pick the raft up on that raft. And then I fell. And then the raft.
Man down.
Yeah. And then the raft fell on my leg. And I couldn't get up. So then Dad helped me get up and then threw me back in. And then we like fell. And then we like all went down. And then, we finally got to our house from the lake, and then.
Man, remember when the raft actually get behind the mic, please.
Yeah.
Now,
Carter.
I know you want to get comfortable, but right now we're about to talk. Hey, remember when the raft like went into like the spider area, like the big branch that had all like the bugs on it?
I have another story.
Freaked out.
Once upon a time, there was this.
No, we're not getting into that one. All right, so next.
Oh my gosh.
What did you do when we were fishing the other day, son? Carter said, Dad, will you go fishing with me? I said, yes, son, I love you. Let's go fishing. in the Monocacy River. So we're standing out there in the Monocacy River fishing, and I gave my son the pole. And you are good at casting it. These boys are actually good at casting it, and you have they have caught fish. But Carter, what happened?
So I was swinging the fishing rod, and then Dad felt this pull on his arm and his hip. So I tugged it, and Dad was like, "Don't move," because I casted the fishing rod, and then it got stuck on my dad, two prong.
So he hooked me, guys. He flung the fishing rod back behind him where his dad was. And I felt this jolt. I thought I was being electrocuted, but it was just two needles, two hooks, one going in my arm, like he said. It was the other was in my chest. It wasn't my hip. But it was a double hook, so one on one side, one on the other, and it got me both. Both hooks sank into my skin, and then he tried to throw it. And he wondered why it wasn't throwing, so he tried it again, and I said, Carter, stop. Do not move. And it was in my skin, and I'm just sitting there in the creek, sitting there in the river, and I'm like, all right. And I could barely look down at my chest. I couldn't really see how the hook was in and stuff, but it was double. I don't know how both of them went in, but both of them went in. So I had to undo one of them, undo the other, and I was like, as a father, where do I go with this right now? Because I told him never to do this, you know, in the angle of somebody, so he should be in trouble for that. And I also thought, man, he just hooked me. The anger in me wants to toss him down the river and see him float away and say, goodbye, son. Maybe I'll see you in a couple of years.
And Dad.
But I said, you know what? This is a great experience. Because he knew his face looking at his daddy in shock, like what just happened. He knew something was about to go down. And I said, the Lord just said to me, hey, you know what? Show this dude some mercy. Show this dude some love. And I forgave him. We went back to fishing. It wasn't too bad bleeding. It healed fast. But that was crazy that happened, right? I never thought that happened to me. You always hear stories about it. But it happened, guys. He caught something, and it wasn't a fish. It was his father. Now.
I thought there was a fish in the back of me for a minute. But then I turned back. I see Dad sitting right there with an angry face staring at me.
That's messed up.
Honestly.
That's one spank lead. Now, so listen, Carter, I got to bring this up. Carter has been drawing a lot lately. And wow. When did you and how did you become an artist? How are you drawing these pictures so good, buddy? Like, what is your secret behind it? Why are you good at an artist right now? Like, what's going on, bro? Why do you enjoy it?
Videos.
Huh?
Videos.
You watch videos that show you how? So you're learning from videos and then you draw it? Wow, that's how you learn. I like that. Hey, watch your feet, all right, buddy? Come on. All right. Hey, Jace, obviously, you know, going to a whole new level with guitar and stuff like that, and piano, but guitar is definitely where you're... What's the secret behind that? Like, how are you getting good at it?
Coach Rick helps teach me, and I think one of the best things I can do is solos.
Wow, he's getting good at the, what do you call it? Scales?
We call them solos. Modes? Scales, modes, pentatonics.
Wow.
I don't really play a regular drum. It's just a box drum.
What's it called?
A box drum?
Box drum. It's also called a cajon.
Cajon.
But you can do regular drum too, but we just have it because we don't have a big place right now. We can't really put a drum set in there. He has a cajon that he plays. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I didn't want to make this a long episode today, but just one thing I wanted to share about my boys. Was they both actually came really early. I don't know how much you guys know about Jason Carter, but they actually were born both over a month early. And, you know, they came out at 5 pounds each. You know what I'm saying? Little babies, cute little things. But one with Jace, my firstborn, people don't know this story, but he had to go into an emergency C-section. The cord was wrapped around his neck and his heartbeat was going. And it was nothing like I've ever seen. Like, they kept monitoring all day, you know what I'm saying? All day. Not all day, but for hours. And like, there's like a couple of nurses, and they're like, really? Why? We're like, something's off. But what they do is they try to keep it calm so they don't tell you nothing. And then all of a sudden, like that, there were like 11 or 12 nurses in the room, like, we got to go now, blah, blah, blah. It's like they were all waiting for it. And like, it was like the craziest, fastest rush. Thank you, God, for an amazing team of nurses that were ready to do that. And they were like, Dad, you got to go get scrubs on now, blah, 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 blah. They dressed me like real fast as like they're taking their mother down to the C-section. And we get to the C-section room and they're already at work. I'm like jumping in and we're behind this tarp. And he comes out and there's no sounds. And I'm like, something's off, because I see everybody like gather around them and they're doing all these things. And I'm like watching the nurse. It was like, it's happening so fast. And so I'm like, I can remember, like, it's like you're in this daze and this phase. And I'm just looking. I'm like, God, like, what's going on? You know, like, God, like, what are you doing right now? And I'm just watching the faces of the nurses, and they look like they're like something's dramatically wrong. You can tell. And they're like giving each other, like, you know, signals and face and stuff. Like, and I'm just like praying, like, Lord, like, please. Please, just let him cry. Like, please, just let this boy breathe. Because I'm looking at him, and those of you who've seen pictures of his birth, he is blue. He is blue. I mean, it's dramatically blue. Maybe I can give Doug a picture to show up, but I'll maybe post one later. But I'm talking like just done. Like the cord was wrapped around his neck. That was the way to do that for a while, and he came out not breathing, and it just seemed like the longest time. And all of a sudden, boom. Heard a cry. They were doing all kinds of stuff on the heart, flipping him upside down, moving his blood, doing whatever they could, sucking things out of his mouth, blah, blah, blah. And eventually, praise God, the boy started crying. And then I started crying. The boy had life. And I truly, like, you know, coming so early, cord wrap around his neck, his color, like I've never seen before. It's the color of a suffocated person that's dead. And it's just such a gift. Jace has been such a gift to our lives. I'm just really thankful for what he's come. I know God's had huge plans for him. The boy's doing amazing things for the kingdom. He's, you know, preaching the word. He's setting the example. And he's playing music, singing. He's just, God is using him, you know. And I'm just really proud that I have him. And just, actually, I can't post all the pictures of him because... I'm going to be straight up. His balls were huge. He had these huge blue balls hanging off of him. And it's just huge. And I'm like, all right, son. All right, I see you over there. And then Carter, little man, came early. It was an emergency C-section, but I remember first holding him. And I look at his eyes, and I'm telling you, I was like, these are blue eyes. And people are like, no, that's how all babies are born. I said, listen, I'm telling you, his eyes are blue. And then I'm like, guys, his hair is blonde. They're like, oh, no, it can't be. You know, he comes from a black woman and dark hair and dark eyes. There's just no way. I'm like, his hair is blonde and his eyes are blue. And the boy obviously has the blondest hair. And obviously his eyes are now bright green. They were a very bright blue when he was born, and they have now moved to this beautiful green. And it's just like, wow, what another blessing that's being used. Just you, these two boys are totally different. Yet so amazing in their own way. I'm just so thankful. I wanted to share that just because these are two boys that, you know, oh man, I had to share that. So guys, anything on your hearts you want to share before we end this episode? Because I just wanted to make this a quick episode today. You guys will be back with some friends later. I'll let you guys do some other ones. Okay. This is the Septic Show. This does belong to YouTube, but you guys will keep doing your thing in the future. But right now, I know I just talked about, I just wanted to talk about you guys a little bit. But is there anything you guys want to share to the audience before we get done today?
Yep.
I'd like Jace to go first.
So, I just trained at the Warhawks Wrestling. And
talk to the mic.
And I trained at the Warhawks Wrestling, mm-hmm. and I have a lot of friends there. And it's fun to go there every time because now I'm starting to get to know my friends more from last year and had a great time there. I'm moving on to the... like older kids section after one class, maybe tomorrow or the day after.
That's right, bro. You're going to move up to the advanced soon. You're doing really well getting the technique. You're hard work. You work hard. Even if you lose, does it matter? No, you pop back up. You learn from your mistakes and you get back to work. But yeah, the Warhawks, between that and, of course, MMA and sport where you've been training. Oh, man, we got the tournament coming up December 9th. Oh, we're competing in Worlds. Our kids group just qualified because they did so well at the last tournament. For the Worlds, December 9th, and we're going for that number one trophy. Carter.
There was a bird in the barn.
There was a bird in the barn the other day, flying around.
Oh, yeah.
And you guys are supposed to be training and doing stuff, and Carter's like, looking at the bird, and the coaches is like, Carter, pay attention. And then 1 hour later, Carter's still like, there's the bird there, too. There's the bird still up there. I know, Carter, you just said it 30 times. We know there's a bird. We've all seen it. We get it. All right? There was a bird in the gym one time, MMA and sport, and it pooped all over the mats.
Yeah, and there was a bird in Mama and Papa's house, too.
Oh, man.
And it pooped on her stuff.
All right, so let's do three more questions, and then we get off. All right? And
So I saw a bear just in front of our cabin. There were, like, two baby cub.
All right, we got to bring this up real fast. So last year, we showed you guys video, and you guys watched social media. They, when them and their mother were at the cabin when I was doing something else in Tennessee, this is last year, a bear, black bear and two baby cubs literally were right outside in the driveway, as close as can be. It was amazing. And then this past 2 months, we were on our ministry trip. We stayed in another spot when we were doing that, the worship night in Tennessee. And what was in the front yard? Another bear.
A grizzly.
No, it was not a grizzly, son.
It was.
No, it wasn't. No. It was a black bear. It wasn't a grizzly, son. All right. So, Jason, do you have one more thing to say?
That we went outside on the deck to see it, too.
You guys are crazy. It could have been you guys would have been a good little appetizer for me. You'd be like, ooh, I like that. Put the brown one. Ooh, a little spicy.
Maybe a little poached porcupine.
And why don't you guys do your prayer that, why don't you do your prayer? What kind of prayer are you feeling out, Carter? Yeah. Yes. Go ahead, buddy. I'll make you to pray.
Okay, so I pray that we have a nice time in this video, that those people could see the path and walk through them, and that we have good trips and do the things you want us to do. Amen.
Amen. You guys, hey, Jason, why don't you sign us off? Say, hey, guys, that was the Septic Show. We'll see you next time. Why don't you do that?
That was the Septic Show.
Look at the camera. Hey, guys.
That was the Septic Show, and I hope you enjoyed it. I'll see you next time on the Septic Show with my friends.
Woohoo. All right. Let's wave bye to everybody.
Bye. Ciao. Ciao, papito.